My name is Anthony Q. Artis, and I am a filmmaker, film instructor, as well as an author and a motivational speaker. And I love music. I used to go to a daycare that was like on the other side of town. My mother, we lived in a kind of hood area, but she always made sure to send me to really good school. So the school I went to was, you know, like hours bus ride away through some ghetto bus service that stopped off, that literally dropped off 30 people before my stop. I was like the last stop.
Drumming my bed with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
And on this bus ride, at the time, the song was Killing Me Softly, which is like the saddest song in the world.
Telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
And I'm on the bus, I'm 4 years old, and I'm missing my mom like crazy, and this sad song is playing as I'm all by myself on this bus with these kids I don't know, because it picked up kids from all different schools. There was nobody from my school or that I knew on that bus.
Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. Oh.
And so I'd be really always sad, I remember, by the time I got home listening to a la 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 la. I just want to cry when I heard the song. To this day, I still don't like listening to that song, even though it is a really beautiful song and a great recording. I don't care for it for that reason. It brings back just memories of missing my mom on that long-ass bus ride. I guess when I was six, for whatever reason, I think I really liked Captain and Tennille, which is kind of a strange considering I was a black boy growing up in Edmondson Village in Baltimore, Maryland, which is, you know, not exactly it's a little bit rougher area. It can be a little bit rougher area at times. So I grew up there, but I really liked Captain and Tennille. It was, what's that song? Love, love will keep us together. I liked happy music, so it was a song that just every time I couldn't hear it without being happy.
Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
One time I remember being away and going into a haunted house somewhere, which my dad sadistically loved to take me to, even though I would protest the entire time. And I remember that when we came out of the end of this haunted house somewhere, they have like a little gift shop. It's like a really commercial haunted house. And that song was playing. And when I heard that song, I knew everything was going to be okay. I could hear it before I quite got out of the haunted house. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't scared anymore. In 1979, fourth grade, I think, was about for me, summertime, again, it was somewhere, I don't remember where, but some park somewhere in the hoods of Baltimore, and it was a big, I guess, a festival, outdoor festival or something that day, so there were different, you know, music all day long and food and cookouts and just good times with good people. So here I am in this public environment, there's a group of people I know, you know, the handful of my family that I came with, and on this one basketball court, there's a DJ and everybody's dancing. And I was pretty self-conscious, like most little kids are at that point. But I remember hearing this song, Ring My Bell, and dancing with some girl that was there. But I was dancing, and I remember really letting loose for the first time ever, like not being self-conscious. Dancing and not even giving a damn and just totally having a great time, and I think I danced, it had to be hours. I'm sure I danced for 2 hours even, because I was just having a really good time. I wasn't self-conscious. I was making up new moves. A girl was dancing with me, and every time I hear that song, and ever since then, I've never been self-conscious about dancing, or it was like a, I don't know, a rite of passage into dancing freedom. That song freed my personality. That's a, yes. You know, I might get real funky if that song comes on and I got a few drinks in me. Brings me back to that time.